Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, today you listen to Arthur Toombs and Deborah Warren, Deborah Four Feet Warren. Are you there, Deborah? You there,
Excuse
Deborah?
Me?
Are you
yes.
there, Deborah? Okay, yeah, today you are listening live. You on the Arthur Larry Toombs Gospel Show, where we don't just do gospel. My guest for today is Deborah Four Feet Warren. How you doing today, Deborah?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm just fine. I would like to take this time to thank you for calling the show.
It's my pleasure to be included
okay.
as an author.
Right, yeah, Arthur, you're a poet also, right?
Yes, poet first, spoken word second, Arthur third.
Okay, let's get right on into it, Deborah. Let's, why, could you explain to the people, you are a poet, why do they call, where did you get the name Four Feet from? Where did that come from?
Where it started was poetry. It was a nickname given to me years ago. On a dance floor, a guy said that I was moving too fast to be 4'11", so I was only 4 feet tall.
Oh.
Later it became my name, my poetry name, because I hear poetry with 2 feet on earth and 2 feet in spirit. But when I come to the microphone, it's truth 4 feet deep.
Okay. All right. Now, do you open mic? You got videos of you on open mic, right?
Oh, yeah, I've been doing poetry about 15 years. So there have been, everybody gets their teeth cut on open mic.
Now, I've seen your videos on our website, what you're doing, live open mic poetry. Could you give us that that website where you can see your videos at?
Is www.foffeet.com. That's foffeet.com.
Okay. All right. Now, let's get it.
Or they can also go to YouTube and just Google Deborah Four Feet or Four Feet the Poet, and there are some
okay.
there also.
Okay. Okay. I heard you got a recent new book out. Let's talk about your new book, please.
Oh, I'd love to. The title is Uplifted from the Fifth. It is the first book of a collection from Four Feet Fables. And it's released from my company called Uplifted.
Oh, okay. Oh, Four Feet Fable. Your company is called Uplifted?
The company is called Say Something. But the collection of poetry and collection that the books will be coming from is called Four Feet Fables. Uplifted from the Fifth is the first book from that collection.
Oh, it's a collection. Could you tell us where, tell the people also where they can buy your book at, where they can buy your books?
Well, if you're anywhere in St. Louis, or anywhere around, you can get the book from me, the author. You can buy it on Amazon. If you have a Kindle, you can get it on Kindle. Or you can buy it from CreateSpace online. You can also contact me at the website or hit me on Facebook at Deborah Four Feet Warren, and I will get a book to you. I'll show you. I can get you a book. It's not a problem.
Okay. Okay. I want to ask you, what's your love? What compassion to drive you to do poetry? What is your love for poetry? What started you to write? What just started you to write? Period.
When I was in nursing school, I was in school to get my bachelor's degree, and I really enjoyed using my imagination doing those classes because I was in an accelerated class. When I finished school, I didn't have much to write about anymore. So a friend of mine suggested I try writing a book or write poetry. And poetry was the first thing that clicked. So I started writing poetry, and about within 6 months, I was at the mic doing open mic.
I've seen some of your work. You're very talented at what you do. You're very talented.
Thank you. I'm hoping to be doing God justice as giving me this craft and putting it out for people to enjoy.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, do you have a favorite poem that you ever written in your life? You have a favorite poem you ever wrote?
That I've written? You know, the thing is, every poem is your favorite poem for a while. And last night, I was at an event, and this guy sang Donny Hathaway. He sang three songs by Donny Hathaway. And during the time he was singing, I wrote a poem from top to bottom. And at the end of the event, I shook his head, and I said, you know, Donny Hathaway just came through, and I had to write a poem. I wrote it from top to bottom. He said, was that you over in the corner writing on your phone? I said, yes, it was. And I said, thank you so much. But there is not just one poem that I can say is my favorite, but one that I do a lot right now is one called Lost in Love, and that's the one that's on the video. I performed at the World Stage on the 15th, the 16th of October, this past October in L.A.
In L.A.?
Yes.
And did you say the World Stage?
Yeah, it's called the World Stage. It's in the Merck Park.
LA. Los Angeles, California. That's very, very impressive.
Yeah. Well, I've been there before.
That's in front of a live audience.
Oh yeah, I would have it no other way.
Yeah, you better know. I'm not from St. Louis, but I've been in St. Louis 13 years, and I know you. I've known you to have a large crowd behind you. I've known you to be you. It's good to accelerate to the spot where I've seen you grow to. And I just want to congratulate you on that. And
thank you.
With you being upcoming and steady rising, what advice would you offer someone? I just say maybe a kid. How would you inspire someone to with a book? How would you inspire them to carry out their goal? What advice would you give to someone trying to reach their goals, for writing, poetry, or just any individuals trying to reach their goals? What would be your inspiration to them?
Well, my information to them would be, first of all, find out what your goal is. If it's a number of things, then you label which ones should come first, which one you want to come second, and third. After you find out who you are and what you want and what you're best at, connect with people that do what you want to do. Connect with writers. Connect with poets. Do your homework with publishing. Do your homework with other authors. You have to put yourself in the place that you want to be. So you have to surround yourself with people that are doing what you want to do. And stay vigilant, stay prayerful, and never give up, because there's ups and downs in everything. There's negatives and positives in life and just stick to your goal, and if you love it, it'll love you back.
Right. Just like me. See, my first book was poetry. I love poetry. Poetry is the inner spirit inside me, and motivates me. It motivates me to write. Like you just said, it gives me a happy feeling.
That's right.
Now let's talk about the future. Your future projects.
Well, right now, since I still perform around the country whenever I go visit someplace, but now my goal is to get my book in everybody's hand. And from that, do a workshop, because the book is a book and a workshop built into one.
Is it a poetry book? Is it all poetry book?
This book is a collection of personal poetry that I wrote for people within my church and people that I know. It's a total of like 48 poems and a couple of freestyle writings that expresses the God that's in that was that's surrounded in each person in any situation. It's like Aesop fables. I took the concept of Aesop, my concept of Aesop fables, because it may not be everybody's concept. That was animal stories that relayed a common sense lesson or God's wisdom. I've taken poetry that I've written for people's personal poetry that express a time in their life where they felt the presence of God or how they felt about being a spiritual being. And the fable portion is the God's wisdom that relates to that poem, where anybody, you don't have to be a connoisseur of poetry to enjoy the book, because it's like a narration of the poem and to show how connected everybody is in life, because we're all spirits of the same creator.
True. And that is the name of my book. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I like to make words rhyme. I mean, I make them rhyme the way I want it to. I mess it up. So, I like to make rhymes for my convenience. Okay. 4 feet fable, uplifted from the fifth. Is that the name of your book?
That's it exactly.
That's it, people. That's 4 feet. That's F-O-F-E-E-T, fable, uplifted from the fifth. This is Deborah 4P1 on live on the Oscar Larry Tone Gospel Show. You can get her book on Amazon.com if you're in St. Louis. Like you say, go to her Facebook page. Give me the Facebook page again, Deborah.
It's Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, 4 feet, F-O-F-E-E-T, Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N. And you can inbox me. I can get you the book, tell you information. The book is $15. And I can have it to you in 4 or 5 days.
There you go. You can have it to you in 4 or 5 days. I see we have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there? You there, caller?
Yes, it's
How you doing today, Ms. Tone?
I'm doing okay. I was on listening at the book that she was talking about.
Oh, say hi to my special guest, Miss Deborah 4 Feet Warren.
Hello, how are you?
How are you doing?
How are you? I am wonderful. Okay. How are you today?
Yes, I'm doing okay. I was just listening on the call, and I enjoyed how you were speaking about your book.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My ultimate goal is for the book to be a tool to teach about how God is present with everyone now, not just back in the day or in the future, but he's present right now in everybody's life.
Oh, okay. Yes, I enjoyed that.
Thank
you. God is good. God is a wonderful for God, and it's good that you connected to your spirituality. It's good that you connected with God, because without God, we could not do anything. So you're putting the right man first.
Right.
You know, see, with God, all things are possible through God in Christ Jesus. So
I'm sorry,
I didn't get the caller's name.
My name is Annette Combs. I'm the Audrey sister.
Oh, all right. That's wonderful.
Yes, she's my that's my baby sister. That's my baby sister, Annette Tunes. You know, Michael Jackson. Yeah. You know, Michael Jackson had a sister he loved to hang with, and that was Janet Jackson. That's my Janet Jackson. That's my sister. You know, she hang with me like Janet hang with Michael.
Well, that's good. You got somebody to hang with.
Yeah, anything that's right, she'll do it. You know, anything I ask that's right, she'll mostly do it if it's right. And like I said, it's good to have you here today and my sister here today. And my sister can tell you, Miss Fofi, she can tell you when I first started writing poetry. So I know how you feel about your books. You know, when I wrote my first poetry book, it made my mom happy. Made my sister happy. And I met you, Miss Fofi, right about the time I put my first book out, I met Miss Deborah.
Okay,
and,
that's true.
Yeah. And we've been friends ever since.
Okay. Yes. I love the idea of the production of a book. Poetry, spoken word, that's my first love. If I ever get down, all I need to do is go to an open mic event and get on the mic, and it's like the heavens have opened up and said, good job, young lady, good job.
Okay, that's good.
And everyone wasn't on the line when you were telling them about your website. She hadn't called in yet, and for other people who didn't get it either, now, she does open mic, does a very good job on open mic.
Okay.
That's www.fofeet.com?
Yes, it's F-O-F-E-E-T, fofeet.com.
Okay.
Yeah. She does a very good job. I was watching them the other day.
The videos?
I was watching the videos the other day.
Thank you.
And one place where authors normally meet up at, and that's Book Cafe and Legacy. I think you've been there a time too, haven't you?
I still got pictures on the wall at Legacy from events that I've given there, and I've got pictures that I've taken there on the mic.
Yeah. Book Cafe and Legacy. Ladies,
yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Miss Warren. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
As a part of Soul Vibe Poetry Collective, we did Legacy. I mean, religiously every Friday night. It was like you went the whole week just to get ready to go to Legacy on Friday night. It was wonderful.
Yeah, that's right. And Books Cafe Legacy has paved the way for a lot of, you know, authors, you know, and I don't want to say black authors, but because I'm for anyone who write a book, I don't care what color they are, I don't care, but Books Cafe and Legacy have paved the way for, you know, a lot of black writers, black poets. I myself,
yeah,
I did. Go ahead, Miss.
I was going to say, people tend to gravitate to the same place. There is the St. Louis Poetry Slam, which is in South St. Louis, that sometime joined Legacy, and that's a mixture of everybody. But Legacy is primarily, you know, African-American, where St. Louis Poetry Slam venue is a mixture, but it's mostly non-African-American. But we all get together at different times, and it's all about poetry. It's all about the words, because words have no color.
True.
Amen.
True. Now, I want to ask you one thing. Do you remember my sister, I know you listen to, in the studio office, I know you listen to. Mrs. Fofi, do you remember Genesis House?
A what now?
Genesis House.
Oh, yes, I remember Genesis House.
If you wanted to get on the mic, all you had to do was just sign up at Genesis House. And it was also a common place where people went to get a start. And
yes.
Genesis House, you don't have to be the best, but you got to do the best you could, you know.
Right.
Right.
Do you remember Charles on the Park?
Charles
on the Park.
I don't remember that one. I don't remember that one. See, I moved to St. Louis, and I've been in St. Louis I moved to St. Louis in 2000.
Okay. Well, I think Charles was. It was a hot spot for a while, but Legacy has always been there. I think Legacy's got close to 20 years.
Oh. And I know, and the manager there, Mr. Nix. He's a wonderful man.
Yes,
Mr. Nix. You was out of town. I invited you to the book signing. You were busy then. You was out of town then promoting your book, promoting your work. She goes out of town a lot. She travels a lot. She just got back from L.A. She just got back live on stage, L.A.
You know, I love to travel. And by my children being in one on the West Coast and one on the East Coast, that gives me a chance to go and be on the stage in front of different people. And I've traveled to Chicago and to Detroit quite a bit. So there are some places to get on the mic everywhere. The problem is you just got to find it.
True. That's true. That's exactly true. We are live. Go ahead. I'm always you my guest. You my guest, Miss Fofi.
I was just saying that Memphis has a nice poetry crowd, but it, like I said, you have to find them. And so does Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, Louisville.
But yes, you can. I'm telling you. Every place has somewhere you can do poetry.
Every place.
If you have it in your head that I'm going to find some poetry somewhere, you can do it. If it's just you.
Right.
That's right.
If it's just you, you can do it. We record live on Arthur Larry Tunes, Gospel Show. We live on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter. My guest today is Miss Deborah Fofi Warren. Fofi is her poet name. And Miss Deborah Warren, and she's my guest today. And we are running down to the 5-minute warning. And for people who didn't hear, and a lot of times on the episode, I repeat it because people don't always hear it. But I make sure that they do. Her book is called Fofi Fable, Uplifted from the Fifth, available on Amazon and available by the author in St. Louis. It sounds like, I don't know why I want to make it rhyme. I want to make it rhyme, you know. I want to put my touches on this, Deborah.
You want to make it rhyme.
Yeah, I want to make it. I wanted to make it 4 feet favor uplifted from the table. And that's not my book to even do it like that.
Well, the name, the book's name is Uplifted. But I started out with the name. It was going to be 4 feet fables from the fifth.
Right.
But the idea of the book and everything that I wanted to do is to uplift people from wherever they are, give them the knowledge that they can always look up and know they're never alone.
Okay.
That's good. That's good advice. That's a good inspiration. Yeah, you're never alone, and you never, as long as you can appreciate the good things in life, you know.
Right.
And as growing up, I didn't have a lot of things that my sister can tell you, but I appreciated the inspiration that poetry gave. It was priceless. It was not money, but it was priceless. It made me happy. See, we appreciate the good things in life.
That's what it's about, being happy. I want to take this time to thank you for having me on the show and to let the Blog Talk world know about Uplifted from the Fifth. And they can go to the website, www.fofeet.com, and get all the information and read excerpts from the book. You can get information on what I'm doing. You can see videos. You can IM me from Facebook and keep up with some of my upcoming events. Right now, my only upcoming event is to relax from my trip from California and work and plan the next one. I've started the next book also, but I'm going to take my time writing it.
Okay, that's good. That's good that you are going to take some time off and relax and focus on your next book, and we'll look forward to it coming out. We're down to the 2 minute mark. My guest for today is Deborah 4 Feet Warner, and her book is, correct me, Deborah, I always mess it up. It's Uplifted from the Fifth. You help me out with this.
Yes. The reason I call 4 Feet is the poet and the fable. It is the idea that the book is to purvey. And From the Fifth is the name of my church, Fifth Spiritualist Church, because that's where most of the poetry was conceived.
Okay, that's cool. We got 90 seconds left. We're going to take this time to congratulate you and much success to you, Ms. Deborah. Ms. Deborah, 4 Feet Warren, and much success to you. Thank you for calling into the show. Thank you for being my guest. And thank you for my baby sister, Annette, for calling in also.
Thank you, Annette. Yeah, you're welcome. I'll be looking on the website.
I'm glad I got y'all to meet. At this time, this will conclude this segment of the Arthur Larry Tune Gospel Show, where we don't just do gospel. I would like to thank my guests and all my callers. God bless you and have a nice day.
Yeah, God bless you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.